Yu-Gi-Oh! Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. The best way to start Yu-Gi-Oh! In 2026 is to download Master Duel, the free official digital game on PC, console, and mobile, and complete its tutorial and solo mode, which teach every rule and hand out free cards as you learn. Pick one archetype you think looks cool and master its combo before branching out. Trying to learn all 13,000 plus cards at once is the classic beginner trap. When you want to play in person, start with Speed Duel, 4,000 life points, simplified rules, at a beginner-friendly local game store, and sleeve every card in Japanese-sized sleeves from day one. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What Yu-Gi-Oh! Actually is, and why 2026 is the year to begin Yu-Gi-Oh! Is the two-player trading card game that was born from a 1990s manga and anime and never stopped. Nearly 25 years later, it remains one of the most spectacular card games on Earth. Each player builds a main deck of 40 to 60 cards, monsters, spells, traps, an optional extra deck of up to 15 special summon monsters, and a 15-card side deck for tuning between games. You begin with 8,000 life points and win, most often, by dragging your opponent to zero. What makes the modern game feel like asterisk nothing else is the combo. There is no mana or resource system, so on your turn you can dump your whole hand, chaining many cards together to summon an entire board at once. Then, on your opponent's turn, you fire back with hand traps to break their plays. It is fast, deep, and gorgeous. A sprawling library of 13,000 plus cards organized into themed asterisk archetypes like Blue Eyes, Dark Magician, Sky Striker, Snake Eye, and Branded. And here is the secret nobody tells beginners. 2026 is one of the friendliest years to start that the game has ever had. Konami leaned hard into ready-to-play products. The all-foil asterisk legendary Modern Dex 2026 asterisk bundles three complete strategies and is pitched squarely at newcomers. The release calendar is stacked: Burst Protocol, Chaos Origins, Rarity Collection 5, and the meta is broad enough that no single deck blocks you out. Best of all, the game lives in three places at once, and the gentlest one is free. So choose your color. Do you love radiant dragons, cunning spellcasters, machine gun aggro, or a slow ritual build? In this dojo, you pick what you asterisk love. That love is the engine that carries you up the mountain. Download Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel free on Steam, console, or mobile. It's universally recommended as the place to learn modern Yu-Gi-Oh! Run the full in-game tutorial. It enforces every complex rule for you so you can't make an illegal play. Browse the archetypes and pick one that looks cool to you: Blue Eyes, Dark Magician, Sky Striker, Snake Eye, anything that sparks joy. Watch a single beginner explainer video for that one deck and read every card's full text as you go. Resist ranked PvP for now, you'll get flattened. Stay in the tutorial and solo mode until the six phases feel natural. First words of the duelist: learn these before you sit down. Archetype: a themed family of cards, Blue Eyes, Sky Striker, that support one another. Modern decks are built around one or two. Hand Trap: a card you fire from your hand on the opponent's turn to interrupt them. Staple: a generic card so good it goes in nearly every deck. Meta: the best tier 1 decks of the format. Rogue is a strong off-meta deck that can still upset. Master Duel is the classroom, the free digital sim, enforces the rules so you can't misplay. Hands out free structure decks and time-limited loner decks, and lets you try real meta archetypes without spending a gem. It is the end goal and the on-ramp, just don't rush into ranked before the tutorial sticks. Three games in one box. Yu-Gi-Oh! Exists as the physical TCG, the full advanced format, the free digital Master Duel, learn here, and the simplified Speed Duel, 4000 LP, smaller field, the gentlest in-person start. You don't choose forever, most duelists drift between them. Going first versus going second, this is the central strategic axis even a beginner should feel early. The first player builds a disruptive board, the second player must break through it. Many decks make different card choices for each, so from your first duel, start noticing which one you'd rather do. Choose slowly. The duelist who picks an archetype because the artwork moved them, not because a tier list told them to, learns deeper and quits less. Reverence for the craft begins with reverence for what you love. A word from the long game, every great collection started with one card that wasn't optimal. Your first Blue Eyes or Dark Magician isn't a purchase, it's an on-ramp. Keep it forever. Don't sleep on how loud and fun this fandom is. Half of us quote the abridged series in our sleep. You're not joining a spreadsheet, you're joining a asterisk party asterisk that happens to have rules. One precise note before you go. You begin at 8,000 life points in the full game, 4,000 in speed duel. Learn the six phases, draw, standby, main one, battle, main two, end, in order. Order matters. Building your first real deck, starters, ratios, and the art of not bricking this is where Yu-Gi-Oh! Becomes a asterisk discipline asterisk. The craft lives in two hands, the deck builders and the collectors, and the monastery is where you learn the first. Deck building is treated as measurable, not a vibe. Skilled players count their true starters, roughly 12 to 15 in a 40-card list, the cards that asterisk begin your combo. They distinguish a one-card starter from a conditional asterisk extender asterisk, and they build redundancy through functional overlap, many cards that do the same job from different angles, rather than dumb duplication. The whole art is engineering a deck that goes off consistently while surviving interruption, minimizing the non-games where you brick an opening hand that does nothing, or get hand trapped into oblivion. Why 40 cards? Because more cards means worse draws. Running 60 to have more options dilutes your starters. 40 is the consistency standard for almost every deck. The rhythm you are building toward is asterisk. Starter into searcher into extender. A searcher adds a specific card from your deck to your hand, and searchers are the spine of a smooth opening. The second hand is the collector's, and it is just as sacred. Hunting your grail Blue Eyes, chasing alternate arts, ghost, and secret rares, the nostalgia-soaked first edition cards from asterisk Legend of Blue Eyes White, Dragon, 2002. For many duelists, the cards are asterisk relics first and game pieces second. The hollow, the artwork, the memory of pulling it as a kid. Mastery here is the marriage of the two. A deck that is both a finely tuned consistency engine and a personal shrine of cards you actually love. Veterans log 50 test hands and tune their ratios to a specific metagame read. You don't need 50 yet. You need to build asterisk one asterisk deck with intent. Pick your one archetype and learn its core combo line by heart before you touch a single ratio. Count your starters, aim for roughly 12 to 15 openers in a 40-card list, so you open one almost every game. Build redundancy through functional overlap. Run cards that do the same job from different angles, not just three-ofs of one bomb. Pilot a free loaner deck or a budget structure-based build through low-ranked or casual locals, without misplaying your own cards. If you go physical, sleeve every card in Japanese-size sleeves, Dragon Shield Japanese size, KMC, Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards are 59x86, smaller than Pokemon / Magic. Start a binder or top loaders for your grail and foil singles, keep the shrine separate from the deck. The builder's vocabulary brick, an opening hand whose cards don't work together. I bricked, is the universal groan. Garnet, a card that must be in your deck to fuel another effect, but that you never want to draw, the unwanted but necessary cousin of the brick. Searcher. Adds a specific card from deck to hand, the backbone of consistency. Staple, a generic card so good you always run three. Sleeve upright the first time Japanese size, Yu-Gi-Oh! Sleeves are non-negotiable, standard Pokemon / Magic sleeves leave the card loose and rattling at 59x86. Many duelists double sleeve valuable decks, a clear perfect fit inner plus a matte outer. And a deck box sized for 80 to 100 sleeved cards holds your main plus extra plus side together for travel. The 40-card law run exactly 40 cards, unless you have a specific reason not to. Every card above 40 dilutes your starters and worsens your draws. A focused, consistent 40 beats a 60-card pile of bombs every single game. This is the single most common build mistake veterans correct in new players. From good stuff to a real deck, there's a right every duelist crosses. The day you stop throwing your favorite monsters together and start understanding archetypes, ratios, starters and extenders. It's the moment you stop bricking asterisk on purpose and start building with intent, the monastery's true graduation. The collector in me begs you, don't strip mine your nostalgia for craft points. That first edition Blue Eyes from 2002 is a relic. Build with intent, yes, but keep the cards that made you a duelist. Deck legality precisely, main 40 to 60, extra up to 15, side up to 15, generally max 3 copies of any card subject to the ban list. The extra deck holds your Fusion, Synchro, Zai's, Link, and Pendulum monsters, not your 40. Your first deck won't be perfect, and that's the whole point. Build it, lose with it, learn what bricked, fix one ratio. That loop, not the net deck, is how you actually fall in love with building. When your line finally goes off clean for the first time, searcher into extender into a full board, you'll feel it. That little electric hum is the craft clicking. Chase that feeling. How a turn really works. The 6 phases, the chain, and playing honest now we climb into the honest mechanics. A turn has 6 phases in fixed order. Draw, standby, main phase 1, battle phase, main phase 2, end phase. You summon and set up in the main phases and attack in the battle phase. You may normal summon or set one monster per turn. Level 5 to 6 monsters cost 1 tribute, level 7 plus cost 2. But normal summoning is the slow road. The engine of modern play is the special summon, which is unlimited, Fusion, Ritual, Synchro, Zai's, Link and Pendulum, each tied to a different extra deck monster type. You don't need them all. Learn the one or two your archetype uses. The heart of honest play is the chain. When effects are activated in response to one another, they resolve last in, first out. The most recently added effect resolves first. Understanding chains is how you time your disruptions and dodge theirs. This is also where hand traps live, Ash, Blossom, and Joyous Spring, Max C, Nibiru, Infinite Impermanence. The cards you fire from your hand on the asterisk opponent's asterisk turn to interrupt their combo. They are the backbone of interaction. A deck with none has no answer to a turn that isn't its own. And here the etiquette is asterisk baked into the mechanics. You announce clearly, name your card, declare its effect, state your phase, which is exactly why the old, I activate Pot of Greed, which lets me draw 2 cards, asterisk ritual exists. So nobody is ever confused about the game state. You sleeve up clean and keep your hands above the table because concealing your hand reads as cheating even when it isn't. You let your opponent finish their line and respond at the right window rather than interrupting out of turn. The honest game is the beautiful game. Climb it slowly. Every rule you learn is a rung. Memorize the 6 phases in order, draw, standby, main 1, battle, main 2, end. And narrate them out loud your first few games. Learn the one or two special summon methods your archetype actually uses, don't try to learn all 6 at once. Practice resolving a chain, remember last in first out, and watch how the most recent effect resolves first. Add 2 to 3 hand traps you understand, start with Ash Blossom, and practice timing them on the opponent's key combo card. Announce every play, card name, effect, phase, so the game state is always clear to both players. Read a card's full text every time before you resolve it. Skimming is the one cause of misplays. Mechanics on the mountain negate to stop a card's activation or effect from resolving. How many negates does it have? Measures an end board's threat. Going off, successfully executing your whole combo line into a dominant board. Searcher slash extender, cards that fetch or continue your line. Sleeve up. To present your deck for a match, hands above the table, also the etiquette signal that you're playing honest, visible cards. The etiquette baked into the rules announce clearly, name the card, the effect, the phase. Keep hands and sleeved cards visible above the table, concealing reads as cheating. Let your opponent finish their combo, then respond at the right window. Interrupting out of turn or arguing timing is sloppy and rude. Learn priority and the chain so you interact legally asterisk, not loudly. Count the negates the modern win-loss often turns on outnegating each other. When the opponent finishes their turn one board, ask the real question. How many negates and disruptions does it have, and can my combo plus my hand traps get under or over it? That single estimate is matchup math in a sentence. The card explains the card Yu-Gi-Oh! Has no comprehensive in-box rulebook for modern cards you learn by reading and by asking. The text is written precisely on purpose. Reading the full effect text every single time is the habit that separates a confident duelist from a confused one. When in doubt, the card is the rulebook. The chain is the mountain's koan. It feels like chaos until the day it doesn't, and then it feels like breathing. Be patient with it. Speaking the language was never meant to be instant. Nobody on this mountain climbed it alone. The first time you resolve a gnarly multi-link chain right, somebody will nod, and that nod is worth more than the win. Ask questions loudly and proudly. Blunt verdict, if you skip reading the card, you will misplay, and the misplay will cost you the game. There's no shortcut. Read it. Every time. Done. And when you do misread one, and you will, the regulars won't gloat. The format's too complex to gatekeep. We'll just show you why it didn't work. And you'll do the same for the next newcomer. Hanging with the grinders, hand trap ratios, side decking, and the line you don't cross this is the hall, where deck building becomes a ratio game and play becomes a chess match. The grinder's edge is not a pile of finishers. It's asterisk enough asterisk starters so you open your combo almost every game, plus extenders, plus the right count of hand traps for interaction. Veterans log 50 test hands and tune their hand trap ratios to a specific metagame read. The deeper edge is side decking, the swaps you make between games of a match. This is where intermediate skill shows. Against the deck you just faced, you bring in floodgates, more hand traps, or anti-meta tech. Knowing your deck's end board, the exact set of monsters and effects you aim to leave up, makes it obvious which opposing hand trap actually hurts and which one you can play through. In Master Duel specifically, Max C changes the math. Players won't overextend into it, so you plan a line that wins through or around it. You'll also choose your lane in the meta slash rogue slash anti-meta triangle, and that choice is an asterisk personality statement. Are you piloting the best Tier 1 deck? An off-meta upset deck, or a build engineered specifically to hose what everyone plays. But the hall has a bright line, and it is the soul of competitive integrity. Rule sharking, weaponizing rules and policy to steal an advantage from a less knowledgeable opponent rather than to keep the game fair, is officially an unsporting conduct infraction, and socially the lowest thing a duelist can do. You call a judge to resolve a dispute, never to bully. FTKs and floodgates are legal and you may run them. Sharking a newer player out of a play is not, and never will be. The grinder who forgets that isn't a grinder, he's the win at all costs jerk every table quietly stops inviting. Win with your deck, never with their ignorance. Audit your list. Enough starters to open a combo nearly every game, real extenders, and a deliberate hand trap count. Not a pile of finishers. Learn your deck's exact end board so you know which opposing hand trap actually breaks your line. Build a real side deck, up to 15, and practice swapping in floodgates slash extra hand traps slash anti-meta tech between games. Follow the current ban list and a meta tier list, Master Duel Meta. com/Yu-Gi-Oh! Meta. Com, so you know what you'll face before you invest. When you outnegate or get outnegated, do the matchup math. Count their disruptions versus your combo plus traps. Run FTKs and floodgates if you like, but read the room and never weaponize a rule to rob a newer player. The Grinder's Glossary OTK slash FTK one-turn kill 8,000 in a turn after they've played, slash first turn kill, an unbeatable lock before they get a turn, admired and despised at once. Floodgate, a continuous card that shuts off a whole mechanic, for example, no special summons. Negate, stop a card resolving. Scoop, to surrender. A gracious scoop into game 3 is respected, a slow-rolled one is rude. The bright line, rule-sharking call a judge to make a ruling fair, never to bully a newer player out of a play. Side deck honestly and shuffle cut presented decks without stacking, sharking your sleeves or deck order kills trust. FTKs and floodgates are legal, but reading the room on what your locals enjoy is part of being a good regular. The rulebook is a tool for fairness, never a weapon. Side decking is where skill shows. Game 1 you play blind, games 2 and 3 you play informed. Against the deck you just faced, swap in floodgates, more hand traps, or matchup-specific tech from your 15-card side deck. The intermediate-to-pro gap is mostly here. Knowing the 6-8 swaps for each matchup is worth more than any single flashy combo. Playing around Max C in Master Duel, the presence of Max C warps every turn, overextend into it, and you hand the opponent a fistful of cards. The grinder's answer is to plan a line that either wins through it, ending the game before the extra draws matter, or around it, a short, lethal enough line. Knowing your end board tells you which is possible. The edge is real, but it is not the soul. A flawless combo executed to humiliate a beginner is a failure of the craft, not a triumph of it. Master the lines, honor the table. For the record, rule sharking is a genuine unsporting conduct infraction, not just a faux pas. Call a judge to clarify, present a clean deck, and let the ruling stand. Integrity is a rule, not a vibe. The long game grinder protects two things, their win rate and their reputation. Burn the second to pad the first, and you'll find the locals' best players quietly stop sitting across from you. Don't. Real talk, the grind is a blast when you do it right. Travel to a YCS, survive day one, and you've got a story for years. Bring hype, not salt, and the hall opens right up for you. The heart of the cards, the code, the rights, and the family across the table strip away every tier list and Yu-Gi-Oh! Is the original show's thesis made real. It is about the friends you make across the table. It started on schoolyards and at kitchen tables, kids trading their first blue eyes, and it grows up into the weekly locals at the card shop, the closest thing this hobby has to a hearth. The soul of the culture is a beautiful double vision. A genuinely sacred mythology, the Pharaoh, the millennium items. The heart of the cards held in the same breath as a relentless, affectionate irony about how absurd all of it is. That irony was crystallized forever by Asterisk Yu-Gi-Oh! The abridged series, 2006, which taught a generation to chant asterisk screw the rules, I have money, mock asterisk card GAMESON motorcycles, and call it a asterisk children's card game with a straight face while still tearing up at the actual show. To be in this community is to revere and roast the same thing at once. The game is cutthroat, FTKs, floodgates, salt over the coin flip. But the code that wraps it exists precisely to keep a ruthless game a warm one. Sleeve up, call a judge to be fair not cruel, scoop with grace. Teach the new kid the interaction that just beat them. Don't be salty out loud. And GG, good games, every single game, win or lose. People who felt like outsiders everywhere else found a chair here, a deck to call their own, and a room full of people who'll argue chain timing for an hour and then split a pizza. That's the uneironic heart of the cards, not plot armor, but the feeling you get top decking exactly what you needed, and the family you found across the table while doing it. The cards are the excuse. The table is the family. Initiation complete. Initiate. Welcome home. Find your locals, use the Konami store locator for an official tournament store running beginner speed, duel, and casual nights. Show up on a weekly tournament night, sleeve up, and introduce yourself. The regulars will table you and then teach you how they did it. Say GG every game, win or lose, and mean it. The handshake close is non-negotiable. When you win an interaction, teach it to the next newcomer. That's how the community replenishes itself. Keep spare sleeves, dice, and a loaner deck on hand so a curious onlooker can sit down and play immediately. When you're ready, host, run a beginner-friendly table and hand down an old deck to someone just starting, the full circle right. The unwritten code GG every game, win or lose, you say it and you mean it. Scoop graciously when you're dead, never slow roll a lost game to burn the clock. Don't be salty out loud, everyone loses to the coin flip, a brick, and max C, eventually, tilting on your opponent for variance breaks the table's vibe. Teach the new kid the interaction that just beat them. The format is too brutally complex to gatekeep and still survive. The rites of passage, pulling your first blue eyes or dark magician, the franchise's Charizard moment, the card that makes you feel like Kaiba or Yugi. Your first locals, stepping from kitchen table to community, you get tabled, you find your shop. Top decking the exact card you needed, the real life, heart of the cards. Teaching someone else to duel, handing down a deck, the full circle rite that replenishes the brotherhood, exactly like the schoolyard trades that started it all. The soul. Revere it and roast it, we call it a asterisk children's card game, and we mean it lovingly, that irony is asterisk the culture. Blue Eyes White Dragon is the franchise's Charizard, Dark Magician its Pikachu. Exodia the forbidden one you assemble for an instant win, and part of greed the eternal in-joke, but what does it do? It draws two cards. The abridged series taught us to laugh at all of it while still believing, sincerely, in the heart of the cards. When you become the host, there's no game master here. The host is the experienced player or store organizer who makes newcomers welcome, and patient teaching is the most valuable skill in a game this deep. Start beginners on speed duel or a slowed structure mirror so they actually take turns and sometimes win. Narrate your plays out loud. Keep loner decks, dice, and a life point tracker ready. Always offer the rematch. Voices worth following when you're ready to go deeper. Simuwu Alex Simo for accessible format breakdowns and community tournaments. Joshua Schmidt, the inaugural Master Duel World Championship winner, for genuine high-level decision-making. And the daily pulse of the meta lives at Master Duel Meta. Calm and Yu-Gi-Oh! Meta. Calm. The broad 2026 meta means more decks are viable than you'd fear. The long game's truest dividend isn't a grail card. It's the regulars who lend you the card you're missing and remember your name a decade later. That's the return nobody prices on TCG Player. Hand down your old deck when the time comes. The Brotherhood replenishes itself the way it always has, through the trade, the lesson, the open chair. That is the lore made flesh. Even at the hearth, the etiquette holds. GG. Clean concession, a judge called for fairness, not cruelty. The warmth isn't separate from the rules, it's asterisk built from them. You walked in an initiate, and you're leaving one of us. Now go find your Friday night shop, lose your first 10, and welcome the next nervous newcomer the way we welcomed you. That's the whole game. Final verdict. You came to this table an initiate, and you leave it a duelist. We did not promise you would win your first 10 duels. Every one of us lost ours, only that the table would still be here, the chair still open, and a regular still ready to show you why that combo didn't work. That is the whole craft. Slow mastery over flash, reverence woven through the roasting, a deck that is at once a consistency engine and a personal shrine. Now go find your Friday night shop, learn one archetype until it sings, say GG and mean it, and one day hand your old deck down to the next nervous newcomer the way it was handed to you. Believe in the heart of the cards, initiate, and welcome to the fold. Frequently asked questions. Is Yu-Gi-Oh! Free to start? Yes, Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel is completely free on PC, console, and mobile, including a full tutorial, free starter structure decks, solo mode lessons, and time-limited free loaner decks for rank. It's the recommended way to learn before spending anything on physical cards. Note: free gems unlock all hack downloads are scams or malware, never install them, they can get your account banned. Master Duel or physical cards first. Learn on Master Duel, it enforces all the complex rules for you, is free, and lets you try archetypes risk-free. Move to physical, TCG or speed duel, Once you know the rules and which deck you enjoy, ideally starting at a beginner-friendly local game store. How many cards is a Yu-Gi-Oh! Deck? A main deck is 40 to 60 cards, 40 is the consistency standard. With an optional extra deck of up to 15 special summon monsters and an optional side deck of up to 15. You can generally run up to 3 copies of a card unless the ban list limits it. Run 40 unless you have a specific reason not to. More cards means worse draws. What are hand traps and why does everyone talk about them? Hand traps are cards like Ash Blossom and Joyous Spring, Max C, Nibiru, Infinite Impermanence. You activate from your hand during the opponent's turn to interrupt their combo. They're the main way you interact on a turn that isn't yours, which makes them essential staples in modern decks. A deck with none has no answer to the opponent's big turn. Why are there so many summoning methods? They were added across the game's history: Tribute, Fusion, Ritual, Synchro, Zyze, Pendulum, and Link, each tied to a different extra deck monster type. You don't need all of them, most decks rely on one or two, so just learn the ones your chosen archetype uses. What sleeves do I need? Can I use my Pokemon/Magic sleeves? Number Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards are smaller, 59x86 than Pokemon/Magic, 63x88. Use Yu-Gi-Oh!/Japanese size sleeves, Dragon Shield Japanese size, KMC, Ultra Pro Small. Standard sleeves leave the card loose and prone to damage. This is the most common rookie buying mistake. What is the ban list? Konami publishes a forbidden limited list that bans some cards entirely or restricts them to one or two copies, separately for the physical TCG and for Master Duel. It changes a few times a year to balance the meta, so check the current one before buying into a deck. A June 4, 2026 update, for example, freed up several older Zodiac cards. What's Speed Duel? A simplified official format. 4,000 life points, a smaller field, 3 monster zones, no draw on the first player's first turn, and special skill cards. It's designed as a beginner casual on-ramp, and many stores run Speed Duel events with ready-to-play starter decks. The gentlest way to learn the rhythm of dueling in person. Do I have to spend a lot of money to be competitive? In Master Duel, no. A patient free-to-play player can farm gems and craft a competitive deck for free, and loaner decks let you try meta archetypes instantly. In the physical TCG, it's more expensive, but budget and rogue decks exist, and ready-to-play products like Legendary Modern Decks 2026 give you a strong base cheaply. Is it too late to start in 2026, and why do I keep losing in ranked? It's not too late at all. 2026 has multiple beginner and returning player products. Legendary Modern Decks 2026, Spirit Charmers, Speed Duel Decks, a broad multi-deck meta with no single mandatory deck, and the free Master Duel client constantly adding content. If you keep losing in ranked, you almost certainly jumped in before learning. Go finish the tutorial and solo mode first. Pick one archetype and learn its combo by heart, rather than collecting powerful-looking singles, and read every card's full text. The community's blunt consensus is that Master Duel is the best teacher, but the asterisk end goal, not the starting point.